Welcome everybody back to Bridging the Gap on this Friday. Yesterday, if you tuned in, we took our 15 minutes to revisit a roundtable discussion that we had with law enforcement back a couple of months ago. We sought to bring together the three departments of law enforcement that primarily serve our community, Clay City, Stanton, and the Powell County Sheriff's Office. And we were fortunate enough to be joined by Chief Randy Lacey, Chief James Kirk, and Chief Deputy of the Sheriff's Office, Rog Matthews. Unfortunately, as many of you, if not most of you know, Chief Deputy Matthews passed away last Saturday. And in going through these tapes, I thought it would be appropriate to honor his memory with his own words and to bring ourselves back to where we were then, when he was still just as on fire to save the community and move us forward as he had ever been. There's some wonderful wisdom in his words, and the kind of wisdom you only get spending as many years on the job as he did. Rog kept our streets safe from 1985 until the day that he passed away, and it will always be written in stone, the gratefulness of the community that he served. So now I want to bring us back to where we were, back to some of Rog's own words talking about law enforcement, both current and future in Powell County, along with some of the issues we face. I hope that everyone enjoys this show and that it brings a little bit of Rog back into our community.
We got all these problems, a multitude, all these theft problems, all these burglary problems that all relate back to drugs, even child support problems. We even have people in jail right now that have been charged with crimes against children. And when you sit down at the table across from those people and interview them, they'll blame whatever they've done to this child on drug abuse. I was high on cocaine, or I was high on meth, or I was high on some kind of a narcotic when this occurred, you know. And that's blunt of what they do. Even whether or not it actually does make you do stuff like that, I don't know. But a lot of people resort to saying that's why they commit these crimes.
If you knew Rog, of course you knew that there was definitely a fire in him that never seemed to dim, no matter what his situation or where he was in his life. And one thing he was always passionate about was taking care of the regular Joe in Powell County. And he expressed some displeasure with some decisions that had been made at our state and federal government and how he felt those things were impacting the lives of regular Powell Countyans who just ended up being innocent victims of crime.
Our communities, the people that get up every day and go to work, are not involved in narcotics and committing these crimes. They look on law enforcement and the judicial process and blame law enforcement and the judges and the prosecutors for crimes that we can't put people in jail for anymore. All we can do is write them a citation, and for the amount of people that got a big break because they changed the drug laws and stuff, they don't understand that it's not the judges, it's not the law enforcement, it's not the prosecutors. They have guidelines they have to go for, set forth by Frankfurt, and they go by those guidelines or they're in trouble. I mean, you know, you can't, if somebody breaks in, the way it is right now, if somebody breaks in your house and steals $3,000 worth of stuff, and then they go break into his house and steal $3,000 worth of stuff. And then they go break in two more houses and steal $3,000 or $4,000 worth of stuff. When they get to court, by the time that gets indicted and gets before the grand jury, and they get to circuit court on that, that's one offense. That's not five. They don't get convicted of five burglaries in the second degree. They get convicted of one burglary in the second degree. So that means four out of the five people that are victims in these cases, they get no satisfaction. They get no closure, or whatever you want to call it, from the court system.
one of ROG's biggest concerns, always circled around the future of law enforcement in our community and outside of our community. And he reflected often during these conversations on officer safety and how underfunded and understaffed law enforcement agencies simply can't create a safe environment, not only for the community, but for the officers themselves. And he took a minute to reflect on an incident that had happened to him and why that type of staffing issue can impact all of us.
I remember getting called to a shooting one day back several years ago. The shooter went up in the woods behind the house. The guy that got shot was laying in the driveway, been shot in the back with a shotgun, and the ambulance came, loaded him up, and took off with him. That left me standing there with a shooter with two guns up in the wood line and me the only officer there. And I got real lucky on that. I peeped around the corner of the house. I could see the defendant standing in the edge of the wood line with two guns. I ordered that defendant to open the cylinder on the pistol she had and to open the action on the shotgun that she had and walk toward me, and she done exactly what I asked her to do. If she just started shooting at me, I was the only one there. With no other law enforcement officers around anywhere. And I was having to wait on somebody to come from Moorhead to back me up on that cop. So what that done was put my life in danger, her life in danger, and everybody's life in danger between here and Moorhead, because the Kentucky State Police were running lights and sirens trying to get to me, you know. So again, that's back to the resources. And that's not, I'm not blaming anybody, you know, that we don't have adequate manpower, because we've got all we can afford to have. We're spending all the money that we've got to spend on these things. So what do we do? The federal government wants to create these laws that we have to abide by, but then they don't give us any resources to do the job.
You know, frequently on this show, as is going to be the case when you talk about local government issues, the subject of a potential merged government does come up. And of course, with a merged government would come a countywide merged police force. There was probably no bigger advocate for a countywide merged police force than ROG Matthews. When Judge Anderson, who hosted the original panel discussion on this show, brought up the subject of moving to countywide law enforcement, Chief Deputy Matthews was the first voice to chime in and offer his full-throated, completely enthusiastic support for the prospect. And I'll let him tell you in his own words why he felt that was so important.
You know, in some of these conversations we've had today, it kind of brings me back to one of the things I know for the better part of the time I've been in office, I've preached about, I thought, the merits of a charter government, and kind of a part of that process would be merging of police forces. We got three departments in the county, and I kind of, this very much speaks, I think, to the manpower issue and the resources, reaching of economies of scale. So what's your all's thoughts on it? I mean, I think in talking to most of you before, y'all see some merit in it, but kind of your thoughts on what it might be able to help y'all do.
Well, from my perspective, it would be the best thing that ever happened to this county, because I've been to some meetings and stuff and heard some feedback about what all it's going to do for everything besides law enforcement, such as we were talking about recycling, we were talking about one department head, everybody working under the same governing body. In my opinion, a county of 13,000-14,000 people with three different government bodies is crazy. And as far as law enforcement is concerned, if all three of these agencies were combined together just by scheduling, we would have a lot more resources. We definitely have a lot more resources as far as grant money goes, getting this thing off the ground. It's my understanding that there's grant money out there available for uniforms, for cars, for equipment, for everything you need, really, to get this thing off the ground. And it would just make things a lot easier on everybody if we were all working under one head and everybody was exchanging information. And it would give, I believe, it would give the public more patrol than it's had in a long time, because the officers are out there working the streets right now, don't have time to patrol. They don't have time to deter crime because they're answering one call right after another. And if we all combine law enforcement all under one page, then that would give us more resources to work with. And probably even, maybe even be able to, at some point after it got started and got off the ground, maybe even be able to add other officers to it, especially after some of the older people retire. So I think it's a good idea. I think it's something that needs to be done. I think it's crazy to have three government bodies in a county this size. And I think that's going to be what we're going to have to resort to sooner or later. And I think the people would be getting better service for their money, for their tax dollars. And I think that would make them happy.
As the conversation went on, Rog turned the conversation back to charter government and the prospect of countywide policing, and went back to further explain why he felt like this would be the future of Powell County and of Powell County law enforcement, of how pooling resources and consolidating our efforts may be the only future that we have, considering the limitations that law enforcement faces today.
To give you an example how well this would work, the state of Kentucky finally decided a few months ago, or a few couple of years ago maybe, that it would be a good thing to give sheriff's departments and city police departments statewide jurisdictions under certain circumstances. I think it all got started back down in the northern part of the state, where a deputy sheriff was out of his county in another county, and I witnessed a burglary taking place, and there wasn't nothing he could do because he didn't have jurisdiction in that community, but called 911 and try to get the police there before the burglars got away. So if the state of Kentucky sees that we all need to be combined together and have jurisdiction in each other's communities, then surely to God, the leaders of this community and the people in this community can see where combining all the government together under one head.
I hope you've enjoyed this look back at our roundtable discussion with law enforcement, and particularly with Chief Deputy Powell County Sheriff's Office, Rog Matthews. This was a man who had insight and wisdom beyond even his years, and he'll always be a vital part of our community. And as we went back through these recordings, I found one piece of audio that never made it to air the original broadcast. And these kinds of things, you get cut for time, and you have to hit your 15-minute mark. Not everything makes it. And I'm actually glad it didn't make it, because it's far better used right now to sum up the man himself than it ever could have been at the time. So I'll leave you today with Rog Matthews in his own words, reflecting on his career and his time here in Powell County, a community that he loved as much as loved him back, and a community he served with such dignity and honor for so many years. So thank you for joining us again on Bridging the Gap. We'll be back Monday, and we'll leave you today and this week with Rog Matthews in his own words on Rog Matthews.
And I really, really mean this. I'm not just saying this. It's been a privilege to me to have a career where I had a job that I enjoyed getting up and going to every day. And I've enjoyed that for 33 years now. And that's been a blessing for me. I've made a good living here, working here in this county, and I've got good retirement from working here in this county. And all I'm striving for is to make our community better than what it's been. And hopefully that's what we're working toward. And I think all of us getting together and talking about these issues and trying to figure out ways of solving these problems is the way to do that. So I'm proud and glad to be a part of it.